1928, the Carter family from Poor Valley in Southwest Virginia traveled to an industrial suburb of Philadelphia and recorded a half-remembered song that was nearly 70 years old. The Carter family's recording of Wildwood Flower is one of the NPR 100, a list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century, as selected by NPR listeners, artists, and members of the NPR staff. Dick Spotswood is a record producer and a music host on member station WAMU here in Washington. He says Wildwood Flower may not belong on the list at all.
Well, that's because it first appeared in 1860 as I'll Twine Mid the Ringlets by Maud Irving, whose words were joined to a melody by New Hampshire composer J.P. Webster. It was briefly popular at the time, and it became part of Southern oral family tradition that let a lot of old songs live on. The words are sung by a true pale wildwood flower, a spurned, faint-hearted, but brave Victorian maid who vows to laugh despite her tears. The melody, with its little trip up and down the scales, proved more memorable, and it was handed down from mother to daughter in the Carter family until they finally put it on record in 1928. Maybelle Addington Carter picked the lead guitar. Her cousin and sister-in-law, Sarah Daugherty Carter, played guitar behind her and sang.
Oh, I'll twine with my mangles and waving black hair, where the rose is so red and the lily so fair, and the myrtle's bright with the emerald dew, the pale and the leader.
Now, you might notice that the words don't make a whole lot of sense. And that's because Wildwood Flower was passed along by word of mouth from one generation to the next without the aid of the original poem. Let's run it by again, only this time I'll read you the original lyric too. Now here goes. I'll twine mid the ringlets of my raven black hair.
Oh, I'll twine with my mangles and waving black hair.
The lily's so pale and the rose is so fair.
Where the rose is so red and the lily is so fair.
The myrtle's so bright with an emerald hue, and the pale arenatus with eyes of bright blue.
And the myrtle's bright with the emerald dew, the pale and the leader and eyes look like blue.
Well, you get the idea. Some of the vocabulary was a little arcane, so the Carters tended to keep the sounds of the words while losing their meaning. Maybelle Carter made no bones about it.
My grandmother knew Wildwood Flower, and I believe at one time or other, I think some of the words have kind of gotten mixed up till they are supposed to have been something else, or they've got, because they don't make too much sense in few places, you know, in the song.
Not that it mattered much in the long run, because the compelling element on the record turned out to be the attractive way that Maybelle presented the melody on her guitar. The record was made May 10th, 1928, on Maybelle's 19th birthday. Yes, she was a Maybelle, the youngest of the three performing Carter family members, along with Sarah and her husband, A.P. They made hundreds of records together until 1941, when Sarah and A.P. retired. Then Maybelle began to perform with her three daughters as the Carter sisters and Mother Maybelle. They were members of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville when they made another version of the family favorite in 1953.
I will dance, I will sing, and my love shall be gay. I will charm every heart, in its crown I will sway. When I woke from my dreaming, my idols were clay, all portion of love had all flown away.
Wildwood Flower became a favorite piece for fledgling guitarists who taught themselves to play it by ear on mail-order instruments. The song's garbled words tended to fall away when it acquired status as a country instrumental standard. Super pickers Hank Thompson and Merle Travis had both been weaned on Carter Family Records. When they tossed off a version together, it reached number 5 in the 1955 country charts. And you just knew it had arrived when Nashville comic Don Bowman gave it a send-up in 1964.
Stuff grew wild in our yard back home, so we never give it much thought. We guessed it's weeds or some kind of flowers. We didn't know what it was called. Then one day I was standing there talking, reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy, and then they got blurred, and then everybody was gone.
Wildwood Flower wasn't the only song bequeathed to us by the Carter family. There was also Wabash Cannonball, Gold Watch and Chain, Faded Coat of Blue, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and dozens of others. They were hits then and standards now, mostly due to the Carters' honest, eloquently straightforward versions. And Wildwood Flower stands at the top of the list, perhaps the finest of the songs that the singing Carter family of Poor Valley, Virginia rescued, transformed, and immortalized.
Dick Spotswood is a record producer and a music host on member station WAMU here in Washington, D.C. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Oh, he taught me to love him and call me his flower.